Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Yud Ches of Masechtas Nida. Some of the topics we learn about today include: B'shleishim Mekayim Es Holcho BeChacham Acharoyv V'Asan Kavadei. There are three instances where the Chacham decided a question based on the majority and treated it as if it was a certainty. Mokar, if blood is found in the area leading from the womb out of the woman's body, it is tummy, because we assume it came from the womb. Shelya, if a woman delivered an afterbirth in the house, everything in the house is tummy, because we assume that the afterbirth was certainly accompanied by fetus. Chaticha, if a woman miscarries and delivers a clearly recognizable hand or foot, she has the tumma of childbirth, and we're not concerned that it may be from an underdeveloped fetus, which does not cause tumas later. Roiv, the Gemara references other cases involving a majority, including Tesh Shachanoyes, if 9 stores sold kosher meat and 1 store sold non-kosher meat, and we do not know the status of a certain piece of meat. Tesha Tzvardin, B'sheretz Echad Beinein, if there were 9 frogs which do not transmit tumma, and 1 sheretz which transmits tumma, and someone touched one of them and he does not know which one he touched. Avr Benar Bepila, if a woman miscarried while crossing a river, and we do not know if she delivered a developed fetus which causes her to become tummy. L'mu'ute ruba de'ika chazaka b'hade, a case where there is a chazaka contradicting the assumption of the majority. Hamapelas chaticha, if a woman miscarries and delivers a piece of flesh that does not resemble a fetus, whether she is tummy as a nidah.